meeting to order of the Berkeley Lake City Council, and note for the voice record that today is March 15th, 2022, and that we have a quorum present of our council members. We also have our city administrator here, our city attorney, and one member of the public. Regarding the agenda, I would also like to advise you that the one that has been presented to you includes an item under New Business A, and we have arrived at an alternative solution. So the applicant has withdrawn that request for a right-of-way parking exemption, and we don't need that one. So I would suggest to your consideration that we delete New Business A, and I don't believe we need an executive session tonight either. So that being the case, do I hear a motion regarding the agenda?
Yes, I'd like to move to amend the agenda to remove New Business Item A.
Okay. Thank you. Do I hear a second to that?
I second that.
Okay. Chip moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. All right. The consent agenda that has been presented to you is consists of the minutes of our last meeting, February 17th, last city council meeting, and also the financial statements from December 2021, unaudited. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
I move to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Rodney moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We had no old business
Mayor,
here. Yes, sir.
Pardon me for interrupting.
Okay.
Do we need to make a motion to approve the agenda?
You just did.
You approved the consent agenda.
You did the move to, you know, amend the agenda, and I think that was
not. Does amending it approve it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
I think that counts.
Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. No old business. We will move on to new business. The first item here, Lee, would you speak to us about that, please? Amendment to Section 78-366 and 7.
Yes. This is a request from the Planning and Zoning Commission, who considered it and recommended approval of it at their February 8th meeting. The intent of the revision is to create a new administrative variance category for the Planning and Zoning Commission chair to be authorized to grant a one-time, one-year extension for an expiring or expired variance, provided the application is made within 24 months of original variance approval. Additionally, the extension can be no longer than 12 months from the original expiration date. I am requesting the item be placed on first read and a public hearing scheduled for April 21st at 8 p.m.
Okay, do I hear a motion to that effect?
Yes, I move to place O-22-242, an ordinance to amend Chapter 78-366 and 78-367 to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date and for other purposes on first read, and to schedule a public hearing on the matter for Thursday, April 21st at 8 p.m.
Do I hear a second?
No, second.
Okay, Chip moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. And we also have a proposed 2021 budget amendment. Lee, would you talk to us about that, please?
Yes. O-22-243 is a housekeeping measure to identify a final status of expenses and revenues for 2021. I am requesting the council place the item on first read and schedule a public hearing regarding the amendment for April 21st at 8 p.m.
Do I hear such a motion?
I move to place 0-22-243, an ordinance to amend the budget for the year 2021, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date and for other purposes on first read, and to hold a public hearing regarding the amendment on April 21, 2022 at 8 p.m.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Rodney moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We have a stormwater complaint investigation that we've talked about before. Lee, do you want to report to that for us, please?
Sure. This proposal, not to exceed $1,400, is to investigate the property recently purchased by the city, located at Zero Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, to determine if there are erosion and sediment control issues. I'm requesting council authorization to fund this stormwater investigation with American Rescue Plan Act funds.
Okay, do I hear such a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to accept the proposal and authorize Keck and Wood to perform the described services at a cost not to exceed $1,400 and to pay for the services using American Rescue Plan Act funds.
Do I hear a second?
Yes, I second the motion.
Okay. Scott moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. And the intergovernmental agreement with Gwinnett County for tax collection services. Lee?
This intergovernmental agreement between the city and Gwinnett County is for tax collection for 2022. I would ask for you to authorize the mayor to sign the agreement upon approval as to form by the city attorney.
Do I hear such a motion?
Yes, I move to authorize the mayor to enter into an agreement subsequent to approval as to form by the city attorney.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Chip moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you very much. Are there public comments?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Come forward, please, and state your name and address.
Here. Mm-hmm. My name's Nathan Melanson. I'm at 610 Hilltop. I'm finishing up some repairs on my septic system, so I got to the idea of, you know, what will it take to get sewer brought out to my property. I talked to my neighbors. I think I've got the initial interest. I did put a poll on Nextdoor. About half the people said they're interested in that. So what I'm asking I'm willing to put in the initial request for my street, but instead of doing it piece by piece for the rest of the city, can the city contact the county and see what it would be, if they can do the feasibility study for the rest of the city, or do we have to go street by street to get enough interest to get citywide sewer brought out?
We've been doing it in small groups by someone being interested in organizing it, like Bayway Circle. Mm-hmm. Tom Kitchens took the organizational task on that, and Steve Sykes. Do you know Steve?
I've heard of his name, but I haven't.
He would be a great resource for you to talk with. Lee talks with the county quite often about water and sewer, and I have on occasion, but the pattern that the county requires, since they do sewer, not the city.
Right.
They have some documents that I can send to you.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if you've even just Googling it will be really fast. They have a sewer petition.
Yeah, I've got that form. I've talked to enough neighbors. I think you need like 5 signatures, and I think I've got that. But, you know, it's like, I know there's some properties here on Lakeshore that are scheduled, and just so many properties. And, you know, if I'm just purchasing it just for Hilltop, you know, they bring it up Lakeshore, just a few properties. But then, like, what about the people that are just a couple of houses down? It's like, what about me? Well, do we have to start that process over and over again, you know, for every zone or area, however they break that up? Or can we do a big bang and just, okay, Gwinnett County, can you do a feasibility study of, you know, what the zones are? And then we can go and figure out if we have enough interest to make it a bigger project instead of a piecemeal at a time?
I think that's a good question. I do.
The only thing I would say is I think that that's already happened to some extent. So, like, there's a phase one that's currently, I think, mobilized or close to being mobilized.
Approved and in the works.
Yeah.
And I believe there's a phase two that is out sort of for discussion, but you're right. I mean, where you're located, you're going to have to get people on either side of you to come to pull that sewer in from either North Berkeley Lake or
right, because they're not going to just come make an island for you, I don't imagine. So no. You're going to have to connect in. And do we know how far that phase two goes?
Pumped down by kind of the cove area down where I am. there's a lift station down there, so I figured that would be where they would connect in. I don't know.
This is pressurized sewer doesn't use lift stations. It's not gravity fed.
Well, I mean, it's got to go somewhere, but I don't know how. Like I said, I can start the process just for my section, but like what I'm saying is it's very small piecemeal, a couple properties at a time here. And I know like the HOA has been very interested in getting people off of their septic tanks. So, you know, I'm interested in helping out as much as I can, but, and I'll do it definitely for my section because I'd like it for my property, but it's not that quote unquote extra work to do it for more sections. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know how the county is gonna zone it, you know, how they come up with their sections and stuff. And as part of my next door, I was like, well, I said, what about Lakeshore? And then someone else in another neighborhood was like, well, what about us? So
Nathan, if you'll write down your name, address, and phone number and an email address, mm-hmm. I will see what I can find out and get back to you. How about that? Okay.
That's all I'm asking. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not very far down the street from you. I would love to see it come past my house. So.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your initiative to get this done. I think that the mayor and the staff have the key contacts that would be appropriate to at least put you in touch with those that can make a difference.
I mean, I understand it's a big project to organize this, so mm-hmm. I'm looking for what resources could be available to me to help out.
Understood.
Not just for me, but for the whole rest of the city, so.
That's commendable, thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you. Write that down for me, and I will get something to you as soon as I can.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. There being no other public comments, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay. Rodney moves. Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous, and we are adjourned.